Sticking with the Merlin app, Kieran has been on to say, "Hi, I recently go through Merlin ID app for birds walking the canal. It hears a kestrel and marked it rare."
It's not rare, but getting rarer. They are on the red list in Ireland, so it's a species under threat because we have seen a decline. So no, it's not a rarity in Ireland. It's a widespread bird, though less frequently seen than they used to be. But the fact of it is that there's always ways to report these birds, be they common or rare. We in Birdwatch Ireland, we're part of a system called BirdTrack. If you go to birdtrack.net, you can log all of these bird sightings there. And the thing is, we need to keep track of the common birds just as much as the rare ones, because in generations to come, they may not be common anymore, and we have to be able to track their spread and their declines or their increases, whatever it may be.
I'm up and down to Cork quite a bit with my work, and I used to see kestrels all the time along the motorway. I can't remember the last time I saw one. I do see lots of buzzards now, the common birds, it's made a comeback, but kestrels, no.
Yes, the kestrel is in decline, and that's why it has been quite shocking, actually, placed on the red list in Ireland. People didn't realise until recently just how steep that decline was. And you're right, that's a very good example. When you're driving between Dublin and Cork, if you're doing it maybe 10, 15 years ago, you would see maybe 7 or 8 kestrels on the way, hovering beside the road. Now, if you see one, you're lucky. Nobody's quite sure the reasons for this. One of the big problems does seem to be rodenticides, rat poisons. They've been affecting kestrels and barn owls, particularly because they're so they prey so much on those. Habitat loss may be an issue there as well. We know that it isn't, it would seem, competition with the buzzard. That's what people often think. But if you go to places like just across the Irish Sea to Wales or to continental Europe, you see an abundance of kestrels and buzzards side by side. They've coexisted there for generations and there's no problem. They prey on completely different things. So it's not that.
I fully agree with Niall there. We're in mutual appreciation society here. You know, buzzards, people often will say that buzzards, you know, because buzzards are more common, you know, kestrels are in decline. They feed on totally different species, and it's a wonderful thing. I never thought if I were driving down to Cork, I would see so many buzzards. That is, back in the 1980s, that wouldn't have been the case. So it's a wonderful thing, and buzzards are a welcome to the biodiversity because they control rats and rabbits.
Well, I heard and saw many of them last week in Cork as well, by the way, and we actually saw two mantling their prey down near the Gira. It was lovely to see it. Anyway, Eric, we'll talk to you very soon. The Dawn Chorus, 5th of May. Make a date in your diary. Eric will be at the East Coast Nature Reserve. We do appreciate it. Eric Dempsey, talk to you soon. Bye!
Bye, thank you.
Richard, you want to say something about the Chetty's warbler?
Oh, yes, I do. Francesco Chetty was an Italian Jesuit who wrote a 3-volume natural history of Sardinia. And when the bird was named, described for science in 1820, they decided to call it after this great man. The interesting thing about it is that, unlike most of our warblers, Chetty's doesn't migrate. It's a sedentary warbler, which is unusual. And, of course, that should mean that global warming will suit it. It has moved north gradually over the 20th century. It likes warmth, wetty kind of places. Blackditch Reserve with bushes around, that kind of thing, is perfect. Thick bushes, because it needs thick bushes to survive the winter. Now, there's an interesting study done by Raymond O'Connor, a very distinguished Irish ornithologist, who compared the breeding patterns. He divided the British birds, the British and Irish birds, into those that migrate and those that don't. Now, of the 125 sedentary species, ones that don't migrate, 86 breed in Ireland, and of the 45 ones which do migrate, only 16 breed in Ireland. So he argues that, or argued, the poor man is gone from us now, but he argued that it was twice as likely that a sedentary bird would arrive here than that a migrant would. And of course, the Chetty's is a sedentary bird in this part of the world, unusually for a warbler. So I think it's highly likely, it's inevitable, isn't it, that we'll have Chetty's warbler soon.
Yeah, I think so, Richard. I would absolutely agree. I think that they are being favoured by climate change. It's one of the winners. There's often winners and losers with that particular phenomenon, and this will be one of the winners, in at least in an Irish and Western European context. The Chetty's warbler, it's a very unusual bird in that it's really, really hard to see it. So it has this amazingly loud song, as we heard earlier. There's no mistaking that. Mm. It almost give you a shock if it sings. It's beside you. It's so loud. You hear it from a long distance away. But it's so skulking. They hide away in the vegetation. Little tip, anyone does come across that sound, just they often fly just after they've sung. So just keep an eye for movement. You might see them then. One of my favourite facts about Chetty's warbler is that they're the only European songbird species that lays bright red eggs. For some reason, their eggshells are vivid red.
Why? Could it be red as danger in nature?
Possibly.
Don't eat
so.
Meat?
It just may be, you know, these are the bush warblers. It's this group of unusual group of warblers. They're not that closely related to the other warblers we have. And many of them are found across Asia. They also have these red eggs. Now, you have some birds like swallows that have white eggs with reddish speckles on them. So that's that you do have other birds with red, the colour red in their eggs. But this is the only one where you have actually vividly brick red eggs. They're really quite remarkable.
Oh, I'll have to have a look at